market, the S&P, the ASX stocks.
This is Motley Fool Money.
Welcome to Motley Fool Money, the Money Hacks Edition, our short weekly check-in on how you can make the most of your money. I'm Scott Phillips, and with me, as always, Dr. Anirban Mahanty. How are you, Doc?
I am very good, Captain. How are you?
I'm exceptional. Happy New Year to you and to our listeners, mate. This is a good time of year to think about making some changes in our lives. And so we're going to go through three New Year's resolutions that you, not just you, but our listeners, all of us, can keep. Now, the first one, look, this is not particularly exciting, but this is probably the single biggest thing. Here's the headline. The single biggest thing you can do to improve your financial situation both now and in the future, and it is live below your means. In other words, you know, the old saying, if you earn 20 bucks and spend 21, you're miserable. If you earn 20 and spend 19, you're feeling great. If you can spend even less than that, if you can spend less of your income than you are now, therefore you're saving more money. Not only does it mean your life is heaps less financially stressful because you know you've got your bills covered, you're also going to be able to put some of that extra money away and start investing. This is the key. This is the single biggest key to changing your financial future. Now, Doc, I've sold that one pretty hard. I think it probably deserves it, quite frankly. But what else can our listeners do, a New Year's resolution they can keep in 2020?
You know, this is related to the second one, the first one that you mentioned, which I think is really, really cool. Save some money into a rainy day fund so that, you know, you're ready to take on whatever life brings in front of you. You know, if there is a situation that you didn't anticipate, and, you know, we all face those situations, this rainy day fund is going to come in handy. So again, saving is very important, and the saving really should help you set up a rainy day fund.
There are way too many Australians and Americans we know the numbers for. I haven't seen reasonable numbers on Australians, but there are so many of us who are a few hundred bucks away from financial catastrophe. We just don't have enough money set aside for when the washing machine breaks, the car breaks down, the roof needs repairing. Super, super important. Have a rainy day fund so you're not going to get in trouble. The third one and the last one for now is, and I know this is going to feel tough very early in January after a busy and expensive Christmas season, but please do yourself a favor. Do us a favor. If you do it for us, please pay off your credit card debt. You know what? You just need to stop spending. Tough love, sure. Please, for the love of God, stop spending. Pay off that credit card debt. Credit card debt is one of the most expensive, or is the most expensive debt you'll probably ever have. And it is something that keeps a whole lot of people from achieving financial freedom. So once you've, by the way, learned to live below your means, you don't need as much credit card debt. Once you've saved some money in a rainy day fund, you're setting yourself up. Once you've paid off that credit card and keep it to a manageable amount, only spend on the card what you can pay off before the interest-free period runs out. That is going to seriously, seriously make 2020 much, much more financially successful, and it'll make 2021 and beyond much more financially worthwhile. And frankly, your future self will thank you for it, I promise. So those are our three foolish New Year's resolutions you can keep. Live below your means, spend less than you earn, save money into a rainy day fund so you've got it if you need it, and don't, please don't use that credit card or, by the way, a buy now, pay later service you can't afford. Make sure you can pay off all of your debts within the interest-free period so you're setting yourself up for financial freedom. That's fair, isn't it, Doc?
I think that's super fair.
That's it for this week's Motley Fool Money Hacks. See you next week. Fool on.
Fool on.
The Motley Fool and people appearing in this program may have positions in the companies mentioned. General advice only. Please speak to your financial professional to understand how it may pertain to your situation. Subscribe to the free newsletter at fool.com.au/MMM. The Motley Fool operates under Financial Services License 400691.